Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we get back to full episodes of the podcast, and we're looking ahead to the future of the Audio Academy. Where do we see our place in the industry, and how can we best support our members as they develop their careers? Well, who better to discuss these things than our MD, Aradhna Tile-Leach, who has more than 20 years of experience in the audio industry, working as a strategic consultant and leader across media, events and engagement, as well as being director of Radio TechCon, the UK's audio and radio technology conference. I asked Aradhna to set the scene for the vision for the Academy by talking through the name change from Radio to Audio Academy nearly a year ago, and why that was more inclusive in a changing industry.
We're a year on from our big, exciting rebrand to the Audio Academy. So the thinking around it was that we are so much more to so many more people than we ever have been before. Why is that? Well, the audio industry is so different. I mean, it's changed so much over the last few years, never mind over the last 43 years that we've been going. Of course, it's really important that we have a name that reflects what we do, who we are, and most importantly, who we're there for. And when you have an audio industry that's changing so much, we still very much have radio at our heart, as well as podcasts and music and audiobooks and more. I think the name is really important to truly reflect us and to signal to those people who are maybe coming new to the industry or to the Audio Academy that we are here for you, that we have opportunities for you. We have a community that you are a part of. I also think, Georgie, some people coming new to the industry, they don't necessarily identify with the Radio Academy in the way that people used to 20 years ago. They might not have come through radio. And especially some of our younger members who have always grown up listening to on-demand audio or podcasts and have started creating their own podcast, they think of themselves as creators, as audio people, as podcasters, and they don't necessarily immediately see the connection between what they're doing and radio. And actually, what we're saying at the Audio Academy is that we're all part of one community, and we'd like to be able to help you have a really long, vibrant and resilient career throughout. And that might be continuing your work in podcasting. It might be working on radio. It might be different guises, from producer to presenter to working, you know, behind the mic. So I think we're just trying to be so much more inclusive and have a name that reflects that.
You talked about community there, and we are a community. We have our membership. You talked a bit about who we're for, but who do you want us to be for?
We're for everyone who is in audio. The whole point of having this community is that you don't have to have a particular job title or even a particular job description. There's such a wide range of people in audio, and that includes everyone from volunteers working on student radio, community radio, hospital radio, through to employed people at the BBC and commercial radio, at podcast companies, and very much so independent and freelance people. And, you know, they are the lifeline of our industry, our community. Whether you're podcast creator yourself, whether you freelance and work on other podcasts with big or small companies, literally everybody in audio. And that also includes the new entrants just looking to get a foot in, to meet people in audio, to build their community, from peers to employers and potential mentors. It's also not just about the producers and presenters. There's engineers, there's journalists, there's sound designers, there's the commercial teams, there's the social teams and the comms teams, and so much more. Lawyers, you know, finance people, they still work in audio and they make our industry keep moving forward. So I think it's really nice to be able to bring people from across the whole sector together and all form part of that community across all different career levels.
Yeah, let's talk a bit more about the changes in the industry. It's fast moving, it's rapid. Technology, AI, all kinds of things happening all the time. Yeah, let's talk about those changes, how we keep up and support people in the industry with that?
There's a lot more growth in the industry because of the changes that we've seen. And there are so many more opportunities for people either currently working in audio or those people looking to build a career in audio. And I think maybe some of the changes that are happening are creating more excitement around the possibilities for people. So whether they're entering the workforce new, you know, as young people, or whether they're looking for a career change, or even whether they're looking to implement audio and somehow into their existing job and sector. I think that's what's really exciting about the way that the industry has shifted and evolved and grown and sort of expanded to encompass so much more than a particular medium of broadcasting. There's also different ways of storytelling. So you mentioned changes in technology. We're seeing much more visualized radio and podcasts, but also beyond technology, actually, you know, the opposite of technology, there are so many more opportunities for live engagement with listeners and audiences and a lot more sort of direct to individuals, you know, whether that's through subscriber models or other different business models, bonus content. There's a lot more opportunity for sort of two-way communication, which we didn't really have beyond telephone call-ins in radio. And that applies across the board. It impacts radio as much as it does podcasting and other. That I think that's really exciting in the way that evolution and growth and expansion and sort of almost more inclusiveness of the industry. And by that, I mean, in terms of what we're doing and why we're doing and how we're doing it and who we're doing it for, as much as therefore who gets the chance to work in audio. I think it's fair to say it's been quite a gate-kept industry for many reasons. Many years, there haven't been as many opportunities as perhaps there could have been for many people to get involved.
And you can contact people so much quicker now, not just radio, but podcasts will ask for WhatsApp messages. They will ask for listeners to email in and then they'll instantly react. And so they're trying to connect with their listeners all the time by using this faster technology. You don't write a postcard into a radio show anymore, do you?
But isn't that such a lovely thing? Because I suppose technology has brought the ability to have that really fast two-way communication so that there's more speed with which you can actually integrate it into your show. But the technology may have enabled it, but the heart of what we're doing, that's where radio comes from, you know, 100 and something years ago, is that ability to connect with a listener. So whether that's through the radio and you're talking to a person, like the remarkable skill of a presenter to be broadcasting, but you feel like they're talking to you, that is all because we care about the listener and we care about them, their story and communication and talking to them. And so that desire, that passion for talking to people is what is then leading us to use the technology in this brilliant way to be able to, you know, have more connection and to be able to connect in different ways. I think maybe it's easier or more accepted to be able to put on live events that people want to come and see their favourite presenters and shows, and we're able to offer that more. But all these changes in the industry and all this additional opportunity and the opening of the industry and therefore the growth and subsequent economic growth and resilience of the industry, what does that mean for us at the Audio Academy? Well, it means that we've also are making sure that we're constantly evolving and changing and adapting. We're a charity. We are here to serve the audio industry and everybody who works in it. That is what we care about. And those are the people that we're here for. And everything that we do, everything that we've done over 43 years, everything that I'm now looking at as I'm planning what the next year and 3 years and 43 years look like, is to support each and every individual in the audio industry and to support companies and the wider sector to be the best, most resilient, most economically viable, most inclusive, safe, creative, exciting and forward-thinking breakthrough industry that we can be. We are world leading in the UK. I mean, our audio, our radio, many of our podcasts, they are world leading. We want to make sure that we support everyone in the industry to continue that. We also want to make sure that we are shouting about it. I don't think that we shout about it enough. We talk about the impact of UK media a little bit. We definitely talk about film and TV, but we don't talk about this in audio as much. And that's crazy to me. And we should be screaming at the top of our lungs. We'd be shouting about it. I think it's probably because we in audio are all so busy doing the job. So that's also really part of what we want to be here for. We do that by listening, by watching, by talking to all of our members and to people who aren't our members. We hope that they will come and join the community to make sure that everyone's supported and that everyone is seen and celebrated.
You mentioned they're listening to our members and non-members as well, who are welcome to come to events. We have all kinds of things. How do we listen to our members when it comes to things? Everything from regional socials to our big events like Festival that we've got coming up in October and the Arias as well.
The Arias is a really brilliant example of the way that we've really listened and evolved over the last few years. The most recent Arias in May just gone. We were at the fabulous, iconic Roundhouse. We moved from a theatre show to a big gala celebration, everyone in the room together on one floor, being able to walk around, mingle, congratulate each other. That was a massive, massive achievement. Such a fabulous night all around, people just happy and smiling and glowing with the warmth of being in this industry. I mean, how fabulous is that? That's because we took time to talk to people and, most importantly, to listen to what they say. Specifically, I spend a lot of my time going around to meet our members, our patron members, ask them, what do you like about what we're doing? What else could we be doing? What do you come to? What do you find most valuable? What are the next things in your diary that we're doing that you're really excited about? What are the things that you would like to see? Where do you need some support? All these questions constantly round and round. That's to our members, but it's also to people who aren't members. We have a lot of partners. We go to partner shows. We also go to organizations who don't currently work with us, who aren't patrons, and talk to them. I would really love to see everyone in the industry coming to the Arias together, everyone from student radio through to the big podcast companies, through BBC commercial radio, global. I'd love to see us all in the room together celebrating this fabulous industry that we're in and each other's achievements. I feel that we've taken the first few steps to getting there by having a much elevated party to really celebrate everyone. So much joy on the stage. And that's going to continue. We've got quite big plans over the coming years, not just 2027, but 2028 and beyond. We're already talking about what that's going to look like, what Arias Day might cover, and who we want in the room and who we're celebrating and how we're going to shout about it. That also extends to talking to people about, what do you want to see at Festival? What do you want to see around the rest of the year? What's going on in different parts of the UK? Where are our different communities? What would you like to see within those communities? Are you coming together because you want to meet your peers? Do you want to be hearing from employers? Do you want to be meeting new talent? Are you looking to hire? I say all of these are questions that we go out and ask. We also would love to hear from anyone who's listening to this podcast. You can always email us in, come along to various events and chat to us. Be honest, what do you miss that we're not doing? What is the one thing in the next 12 months that Audio Academy should absolutely do? Just one thing. Email me and tell me one thing that you think in the next 12 months we should absolutely do. I would love to hear from you as we are listening.
Yes, this is a key question, isn't it? And we're going to come to that in a minute. There's something you said, actually, that I thought I don't think that we talk about this enough. You said that we're looking ahead, not just to 2027, 28, 29. Things like the Arias, things like Festival, they take an extraordinary amount of planning. We're quite a small team. How far ahead are we looking? Are we planning? And how much work goes into that?
I have to shout out, very tiny but incredibly mighty team. Myself, Georgia, our podcast producer, Nikki, the membership and programs coordinator, and Adam, the content producer, as well as Chris, exec producer, and Dixie, the festival creative director this year. We together do the whole year's events, supported by our board of trustees with Chair Nick Pitts and Philippa Aylott as deputy chair, and a brilliant board. That was a very small number of people to do very, very, very big ideas. So thank you for giving me an opportunity to just shout them out because they are brilliant. Truthfully, we are always focused on the next event. We want every upcoming event to be the very, very best it possibly can be. So that's always a really big focus for the team. We're also spending a lot of time each week looking out, seeing what's coming up, what are people wanting to hear about, what are we looking to do. We'd like to evolve our weekly newsletter to be able to create more opportunity for people to understand what's going on in the industry, what opportunities there are to support them. So it's not just things that the Audio Academy are doing, but partners or other things going on in the UK and perhaps wider where it's relevant. But in terms of the longer term, these things, they don't happen overnight. I'm already planning for the next few years in terms of what the ARIA is going to look like, where we're going to be, what the award categories will be, how they're evolving and changing as the industry evolves and changes, how we make sure that we don't lose kind of the core of audio and music and podcasts as well. And festival content as well. It's a really interesting one because you're always planning ahead and you've got to get dates in people's diaries. So again, I'm looking at the next 2 years, very specifically exactly what's happening in the next 2 years, but 3 years and beyond for our wider strategy and vision for the direction that we move in. At the same time, we're there to respond to the industry needs. So we're very, very agile and we're able to say, yes, we've got something planned 2 years in advance, but this new thing has just happened. What can we do about that tomorrow? How can we put that in? And I think that's really important. That's absolutely the way that we should be working. That's the way that we've set up our team to be able to work so that we've got the ability to be able to look far into the future. We know the industry. I've been working in this industry for over 20 years. I've seen it evolve. I've seen where I believe some of the challenges are, things that we're not doing as well. And I've dedicated my career to my passion, which is industry development, to build us to be stronger, better, safer, more resilient, more inclusive, the best in the world. And by supporting the people in it, they're the ones who are going to get us there. You know, we are the ones who are going to get us there. We know, we see what's coming up. We have that ability to plan with big, big events, big movements, you know, like the Arias and Festival and others that partners run. It can sometimes feel impossible. You've got a 43-year history. How are you going to just change things? Well, we haven't been here for 43 years by not changing. We've been doing it for 43 years. We're going to carry on doing it. We know how to change. We know how to adapt. It's about being brave to see and make those decisions. It's about being outward looking to always see what are we missing, whilst also making sure we take true to ourselves and our community. What are we here to do? What are we not here to do? And maybe that, you know, who do we work with to make sure those bits are covered?
Which brings us nicely to this big question that we want to pose to our members, to the whole industry. And I think that this will be something that everyone will be talking about at Festival. And that is, what is the one most important thing you'd like to see the Audio Academy do over the next 12 months? If everybody chips in an idea, we'll get a really good flavour of, you know, what keeps coming up maybe time and time again, or something that we've never even thought of. I think this is so exciting. It's quite a simple question, but it will open up so much conversation.
Yeah, I hope so. And it could be the big ideas, it could just be something that's very personal to you. What is it that you want in the next 12 months? And therefore, what can we do to help with that? It may be that you need some mentoring support. It may be that you're looking for your community in your local area. It doesn't have to be new. It's just whatever it is that you think is needed and what you think that we should do. And if we're already doing that, that's great. that shows that we're doing the right things. Maybe it's about little changes. Maybe it's about a big, complete revolution. You know, I'm really open to whatever comes back. And I'd really invite everyone listening to this to think about it themselves and also pass it around to your friends and colleagues to have a think about. Don't overthink it. Don't spend hours on it. Obviously, if more things come to you, send it over. But just have a think, you know, what's your gut instinct? What is the one thing that you think, oh, I'd really like to see this, and let us know. I think it'll be quite interesting to see what comes back and the range, especially as you think about the huge range of who our members are, everyone from people very early in their career to some of the most senior, influential and inspirational leaders, and everything in between, people on mic, people off mic, people returning to a career in audio, people who've been working in a particular job in the same studio for 25 years. Everybody needs support. Everyone needs to constantly be developing. Make it personal. What is it that you would like to see for yourself that will help you? Or what do you see in the industry, this industry that is changing so quickly, where you think, I'd really like to know about a bit more about that thing? Maybe a little bit embarrassed to ask about it. Maybe hadn't really thought about it before because it's not part of my direct day-to-day job. It could be anything, really.
Well, I think it's very exciting and I am excited for Festival. Really looking forward to that. Aradhana, it's been a joy and I am loving being part of the team and excited for the future for us all in the audio industry. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's really fun just being able to take a little time to talk about this and get excited about this fabulous, fabulous audio industry.
A big thank you to Aradhana for that insight and exciting plans for the future of the Audio Academy. Don't forget to let us know your thoughts on that key question. What is the one most important thing you'd like to see the Audio Academy do over the next 12 months? Contact us at info@audioacademy.org.uk with your ideas. Festival tickets are on sale now for the Audio Academy Festival on the 1st of October. Book your tickets and check out the amazing guest speakers that we've announced already on the website, audioacademy.org.uk/festival. Who and what would you like to hear in future podcasts? Let me know. You can email me at podcast@audioacademy.org.uk with your ideas and potential guests. Please like and subscribe to the Audio Academy podcast wherever you get your pods. We'd be really grateful. Thank you. Next week, I chat with Joe D'Angelo, Senior Vice President of Commercial Strategy and Partnerships for Xperi. We talk about innovations in car radio and how broadcasters and advertisers can benefit from the data that they can supply. I'll see you next week.